Theater Program, a copyrighted feature, Coast to Coast, presented by Campana, the makers of Solitaire, the new cake makeup, and Campana Cream Balm, the new hand lotion containing lanolin. Theater time. Tonight, the last day of May, we celebrate the opening of the gala summer season at the Little Theater off Times Square. Another opening performance of a brand new play takes place tonight, with another next week and every week throughout the summer. My dramatic scouts tell me tonight's play is sure to be a smash hit. I know you want to be on time for first curtain, so let's be on our way. Will you join me? It's just a short walk around the corner. Looks like everybody's going our way. Here's a break in the crowd. Shall we cross the street? Well, here we are at the Little Theater off Times Square. Have your tickets ready, please. Have your tickets ready, please.
Good evening, Mr. Freshmatter. The usher will show you to your box.
Thank you. We'll go right in. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it looks like a packed house tonight. Every seat is taken. We're lucky we made our reservations in advance. Now for a glance at the program. Barbara Luddy, our popular leading lady, tops an all-star cast in a new play entitled Give Up the Ship, written by Lucille Lund. Opposite Miss Luddy is her guest leading man, Olin Soleil. The play is pure fiction, of course, and does not refer to real people or to actual events. The curtain's about to go up, so let's listen to Eric Segerquist and his First Nighter Orchestra.
Two girls living on a yacht, is there? I mean, we being wave ensigns should make it all right, shouldn't it?
You work in Washington. Any place you get to live is all right.
Well, that's what I told him.
Huh? You told who?
Well, he's investigating housing conditions for women in Washington.
Who is?
Oh, there he is now, over across the pier.
But, gosh, Maggie, he's not going to investigate us, is he?
Oh, no, not exactly. It's Mr. Estee. Martin Estee.
Estee? Oh, that politician.
Hello, Martin, over here.
Hello, Maggie. Well.
Well, well. You really do live on a yacht, don't you?
Yes, Martin. Peg, this is Mr. Martin Estee, Ensign Peggy Moran.
How do you do, Ensign Moran? Are you Maggie's chaperone?
How do you... How what? Not exactly, Martin. Peg, Mr. Martin thinks girls living in Washington should have chaperones.
He does.
Well, that's what my constituents think. And I don't know but what they're right.
In this way, Martin. And watch the chandelier. It's a little low. Don't bump your head.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I'll watch it.
This is the salon.
Well, this is cozy. Small, but cozy. What's that, a closet?
Well, that's the mess hall. The galley is beyond.
Hmm. You see, Mr. Estee, we don't have room for a chaperone in here.
Oh, well, I don't want you to think I'm not broad-minded, Ensign Moran. As a matter of fact, this is rather a joke on me. Wait till my constituents hear that the man they sent here to investigate housing conditions for women is going to marry a girl who lives on a yacht.
Marry? Good gosh, Maggie, are you going to marry...
Peg, Martin did me the honor of proposing, but there's something to be settled first. Well, I guess we might as well talk about it now. Just sit down there on the bathtub, Martin.
Bathtub?
She means the bench. The bathtub under it.
Oh, under it. Oh, thank you. Yes. Maggie, is this something about our marriage?
Yes, Martin, in a way. My husband's coming here tonight.
Your husband? Well, Maggie, this is most embarrassing.
Well, I don't see why.
But, Maggie, you know how my constituents are. If anything like this would ever get in the papers...
Well, I can't get a divorce without Bob's consent. He's in the Army. I haven't seen him for 6 months.
Uh-huh. I suppose not. But I didn't want to meet that man.
You just relax on the bathtub, Mr. Estee. If I could just edge by...
Oh, yes.
I'll take dinner.
Mm.
Yeah. Maggie, come here.
All right, Peg. I'll be right back, Martin.
Maggie, are you really going to divorce Bob and marry that?
Certainly, if Bob wants to divorce me. Certainly, he's been less attentive lately.
Less attentive? Great guns, he sends you 3 letters a week.
6 months ago when we were married, he wrote 7 a week and telephoned twice.
Giving Bob a little jealousy hypo. I see.
You don't see anything of the kind.
Hello down there.
Maggie, is this it?
It's Bob. Oh, Peg, I'm scared.
Well, get him down here. But this is sure a funny way to hold a husband.
Yes, Bob, come on down. Peg, you'll help me, won't you?
Buck up, kid. Just don't let him get away.
Yeah, what a place to live. What? What's the matter, Maggie? Do I scare you?
I'm sorry, Bob. It's been so long. I've never seen you in uniform. You're a private.
Yeah, private first class, you please. Oh, excuse me. I mean private first class, sir.
You needn't salute and don't call me sir. You remember Peg.
Oh, sure. Yeah, hi, Peg. Sir.
Hello, Bob.
And this is Mr. Martin Estey, Private Bob McKinney, my husband.
How do you do?
You wife beater.
What?
Oh, I told Mr. Estey about you, Bob. I maybe exaggerated a little.
Yeah, so I gather.
Mr. Estey is my fiancé.
Your what? Oh, my head.
You'll have to be careful of that chandelier.
Thanks. Your fiancé. You mean you're going to marry him?
Mr. Estey heads a delegation from Allentown.
Allen Wood, my dear. Mr. McKinney, I believe we are met here to discuss a divorce.
All right, let's discuss.
Well, we can be civilized about it. We'll have a little buffet supper first.
It'll be little, all right. Do you think the four of us can eat and still get out of the mess hall?
Well, I'm afraid there'll be five.
Five?
Yes, I took the liberty of bringing a friend.
Oh, April, come on down. I fixed it.
All right, Bobby, dear.
I knew you wouldn't mind, Maggie. Yes, come right on in, April.
Is this cute?
April, this is my present wife, Ensign McKinney. Miss April Kostiowski.
Miss... I'm sorry, I didn't...
Miss Kostiowski, my fiancé.
That was a very enjoyable dinner, Maggie. The food, I mean.
Thank you, Martin.
Yes, and I certainly enjoyed that discussion about chaperones, Mr. Estey. Didn't you, April?
It was cute.
I think it's time we discussed that divorce.
Well, there's no hurry. Anyone like more coffee?
No, I think Miss Essie's right. After all, that's what we came here for.
Yes, I suppose so.
If you don't mind, I think I'll take another turn around the deck. Excuse me.
Well, Bob, we've been separated so long, and now that you're engaged...
And you're engaged?
Yes, I'm engaged. Mm. Well, it just seems logical. I mean... I suppose you have no objection to giving me a divorce?
As long as you want it, I'll be glad to cooperate.
Well, then, it's all settled. Maggie, you'll ask for the divorce right away?
You agree then, Bob?
Yes, sir.
Oh, quit saying sir.
Hey, everybody, come up here. We're adrift.
Huh? Adrift? Well, we can't be.
Adrift? Oh, Bob, you said this boat never went anywhere.
Well, we'll just put a stop to that right now.
Take it easy. Women and children first.
Look, we came loose.
Oh, my goodness, look where the dock is.
And the tide's going out. We'll drift down the river. Maybe out to sea.
My, we are loose. Well, do something, somebody. Call for help.
Call who? There's nobody there.
Maybe we could start the engine. Start
it hasn't been running in over a year.
Well, we can try. I'll take a look.
Oh, Bob, hurry. I've got to get home.
Now, don't you worry. I'll fix it.
Oh, the chandelier. He did it again.
Of tonight's play in the little theater off Times Square.
Smoking in the outer lobby or downstairs, please.
Do you know the difference between a furlough and a leave? In the United States Army, furloughs are given only to enlisted men. Officers get leaves of absence. In the United States Navy, there is no such thing as a furlough. All personnel get leaves, or liberty, which is absence under 3 days. And now, here's another question, and it's for the ladies. If someone said to you, which cake makeup advertises that it's good to your skin, could you name it?
Yes, indeed. It's Solitaire, Campana's new cake makeup, containing lanolin.
That's right. Now, since you seem to know about Solitaire, tell me something else. Can you name the three principal things that Solitaire does to enhance the beauty of a woman's complexion?
I think so. First, it helps give her skin a creamy, smooth, natural-looking loveliness, even in bright sunlight.
And second?
Solitaire cleverly helps to conceal tiny skin faults and blemishes.
And third?
Solitaire lasts for hours, helps one to stay pretty longer, even on a hot summer day.
Well, is it any wonder, ladies, that Solitaire is winning thousands of new friends each week? Are you among those friends? Solitaire will bring you new complexion loveliness the first time you try it. And it gives you one of the largest compacts of quality cake makeup for only 60 cents. There's a trial size, too, at 25 cents. Insist on Solitaire, containing lanolin.
Second, the first nighters are hurrying down the aisles to their seats. The lights are dim.
second act of Give Up the Ship.
Well, Maggie, how's the patient?
I think he's coming around, Peg. That's a horrible lump on his head, poor guy. Where are we?
Drifting down the Potomac. By morning, we'll probably be part of a convoy bound for England.
Hey, what? Where'd the shell hit?
Take it easy. There aren't any shells. We're playing Huckleberry Finn on the river.
Oh, yeah. What happened?
You hit the chandelier again. Peg took care of you.
I did?
You did.
That's what I said. I did.
Well, thanks. Hey, we got to do something. Maggie, you're the senior officer aboard. You're captain, sir.
Oh, yes. All right. Everybody on deck, except you, Bob. You better...
Oh, I'm all right. Come on.
It's about time you got up here. We're right out in the middle of the river.
All right, everybody. I'm going to assign jobs. I'll be the captain. Peg, you take the wheel.
Aye, aye, ma'am.
Say, what's the name of this ship?
Well, we call it the Betty By.
The what?
Well, everybody expects women to give a boat a silly name, so we did. Anyway, it makes for conversation.
The Betty By?
Well, we just sleep on the boat. Can't call a ship the Sea Foam when it's all the time tied up.
I can just see the headlines. The Betty By overdue. Presumed lost.
Lost? Oh, my goodness.
Martin, come away from the rail and help. Don't you want to get home?
Oh, I don't care.
Oh. Well, stay there, then. Bob, your job is to start the engine.
Aye, aye, sir.
I'll help you, Bob.
Oh, no, you don't. Miss Kosciuski, you swab the deck.
I will not.
That's ridiculous.
I'm captain here. Kosciuski, swab the deck.
I won't do it.
Then it's mutiny. Throw her overboard.
Hey, there's something coming down the river.
Is it a boat?
Well, I wouldn't be surprised.
It must be the Norfolk boat.
They're signaling us. Answer them, Peg.
Well, what is the answer? Do two whistles mean they want to pass to port or to starboard?
Gosh, I don't remember. Do you, Bob?
I'm a private, first class.
Well, if they blow two whistles, that means they want to go on one side, so we'll go on the other. Blow it once.
Dad, did that come out of us? Aw, maybe they want to play.
Blow it again.
Well, what's the matter with them? We answered.
Look, they're turning. Oh, wait. Oh, we should have given them the same whistle. We're going opposite ways, so we both pass on the starboard. Peg, blow twice. My gosh, they changed too.
Yeah, well, look, let's make up our minds now. They're getting close.
Blow it, Peg.
Oh, great. We chose the middle. Man the lifeboat.
There aren't any lifeboats.
I really ought to be home.
Martin, get away from that rail. You'll be hit.
Oh, I don't care. Hang on. Here it comes.
Oh, Bob.
It's all right. Don't miss it, maybe.
Do you think you can start the engine, Bob?
I don't know. Maybe. I found some laundry in it.
Oh, I've wondered what happened to that. We don't hang some of our washing on deck because people whistle. It was lucky that boat missed us, wasn't it?
Yeah, but what'll happen when they turn in a report of the incident?
As captain, I'll probably be court-martialed.
Well, cheer up. Maybe when I start the engine, it'll blow up and we'll sink.
Bob, about what happened, I suppose during a crisis, the captain shouldn't run into a private's arms.
Yeah, probably isn't a thing the Navy'd encourage.
No.
But your friend Esty was busy at the time.
And Miss What's-Her-Name wasn't using your arm.
So I guess it's all right. Hey, where is What's-Her-Name?
She's out in the bow waving a lantern.
She should use her petticoat.
Bob, do you love her?
Who? Oh, yeah, I see what's wrong.
Bob, you didn't answer me. Do you love What's-Her-Name?
Of course. Don't you love who's it?
Of course.
Well, there you are.
Bob, I probably was mistaken, but while we were standing there, while the ship was passing, I thought you kissed me. Well?
Yes, sir.
Oh, quit saying that stupid thing. Did you kiss me or didn't you?
If I'd kissed you, you'd have known it. What's-Her-Name always knows when I kiss her.
Oh, she does, does she? Well, I'm certainly glad you didn't kiss me. I am very, very glad. I'm overjoyed. I'm tickled death. Why don't you start that blamed engine so we can get out of here and I'll never see you again. I hope not.
That speech was illiterate.
Oh, hush up. I don't know why I ever married you.
I don't either.
Well, that's a horrible thing to say.
I didn't say it. You did.
Didn't I tell you to hush up? You were speaking to an officer, you know.
Yeah, thanks very much for reminding me, sir.
Oh, wait, Bob, I didn't mean to say that.
Oh, you did too, sir. That shows how your nasty little mind works.
Well, you make me so mad.
May I come in?
Oh, hello, Martin. Feeling better?
Much better, thank you.
And that's the trouble with seasickness. People get over it.
Now, look here, Private.
If you must speak to me, call me Private First Class.
Well, whatever you are. I thought you were going to start that engine. You know, I have to get back to Washington. What would my constituents think if they heard I was out on a yacht with girls and not chaperoned?
Oh, great. Yeah, no, let's all worry about what Allentown thinks of Estee.
Allen Wood? I don't think you're trying to start that engine.
All right, you do it.
All right, I will.
Bob, I didn't mean that about being an officer.
That's a great character you're marrying. Thinks only of himself. Doesn't care about your being court-martialed, or me, for that matter. I'm only on a 48-hour pass. You notice April isn't complaining.
Bob, honey, aren't you ever going to get that little old engine going? You promised to get me home.
Oh, so you're worried about getting back, Mr. What's-your-name?
Tatyovsky. Of course I'm worried. After all, what do people think?
Hey, that's right. I got a great idea. April, let's get married. Now.
Do what? Bob, are you crazy?
Why not? Maggie's the captain. She can marry us.
May I remind you, Robert, you're already married.
Martin, you hit it. You're wonderful.
All I did was press the starter. I didn't think he was trying.
Peg, full speed ahead.
Aye, aye, Maggie.
Estee, did you accuse me of not trying to start that engine?
I certainly did.
Bob, don't be petty. Just because Martin could do it and you couldn't, you get mad.
Oh, dear. What happened now?
Peg, what is it? What do we hit?
But good.
A sandbar?
Does that mean we can't get home?
Put everybody on short rations. Looks like we'll be here for weeks.
But we can't stay here. I won't have it.
That's what you get for starting that engine. Boy, wait till Allen Wood hears about this.
Allentown? Oh, no, that's right. Allen Wood.
Bob, what will happen when my husband hears about it?
What? Your husband?
Are you married? Of course I'm married. And he'd be very jealous.
Bob McKinney.
I didn't know, Maggie. Believe me, I didn't know.
And the curtain comes down on the second act of tonight's play in the little theater off Times Square.
Smoking downstairs or in the outer lobby, please.
Have you used a hand lotion in the last 24 hours?
If you're talking to me, young man, I have.
Which one did you use?
Mr. Baker, don't be stupid. The name's right here in the description. You know it.
Well, all right. Let's have it.
The name of the lotion?
Yes, of course.
CCB.
CCB? That isn't what it says on my strip. It says Campana Cream Balm.
Young man, when you get to like anything as much as I like Campana Cream Balm, you show your affection for it by giving it a nickname.
Oh, Campana Cream Balm, CCB. Oh, I get it. Do you always call it that?
Sometimes I call it Campana Cream Balm LWL.
Oh, for pity's sake, what does that mean?
LWL?
Mm-hmm.
It means lotion with lanolin.
Ah, yes, that's true. Campana Cream Balm does contain lanolin. And lanolin, scientists agree, most nearly duplicates the natural oils of your skin. Helps overcome skin dryness and roughness due to the loss of these natural oils. It's not surprising, therefore, that Campana Cream Balm, LWL, is gaining such tremendous popularity from coast to coast.
You might mention OCB, too.
And OCB, ladies, is my friend's affectionate name, no doubt, for Original Campana Balm. Campana's other famous lotion for extra dry, extra sensitive skin. Remember, ladies, that Campana Cream Balm, LWL, comes in a yellow and white carton. Original Campana Balm in a green and white carton. Millions of women will tell you that there are no finer lotions made.
We're on this sandbar for life. Forget it.
Now, just a minute. Who's giving orders around here?
At the moment, I am.
Yes, sir.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Why, Peg?
No. Matter of fact, we aren't getting anywhere. All we can do now is wait for somebody to come along and help us. What time is it?
Nearly 2 a.m. I'm going below and make some coffee.
Hey, send what's-your-name up here, will you?
You don't have to send me up. I'm here. Please, are you going to get us home or not?
Apparently not.
When my husband gets off work at midnight, he'll be awful mad by now.
How'll he find out where you are?
My girlfriend will tell him.
I still don't understand. Didn't you two even know each other before tonight?
Oh, no. He said it'd be kind of a game, and I'd be helping all him around, like going to the canteen.
Well, I figured if you wanted a divorce, this would make it easier.
I wish I'd never listened to you.
Yeah, so do I. I hope your husband's a 4F.
He is.
Good.
Hurt his knee playing football.
Football?
Didn't you ever hear of Peter Kostyowski, the 230-pound professional tackle?
Oh, fine. I should have known with a name like Kostyowski.
Hey, I think there's a boat out there.
I hope they don't whistle.
Ahoy! Ahoy! Hey, you!
What are you doing out here?
We're stuck on a sandbar. Who are you?
Coast Guard. Who are you?
Private First Class McKinney, sir.
Did you say private?
Yes, sir. Yes, first class.
What's the name of your boat?
It's the... No, I can't say it.
Speak up! What's the name of your boat?
It's the Betty Bye.
Don't get smart! What's the name of your boat?
The Betty Bye. Well, will you help us?
Does you really need help?
Bob, it isn't really the Betty Bye. That's just what we call it. Officially, it's the Sea Foam.
Well, why didn't you say so? Hey, the boat's officially the Sea Foam.
Well, that's better. Do you have a permit to be out here?
Permit?
Oh, you don't, huh?
All right, we've broken all the rules, but will you help us back to Washington?
Help you back? Brother, we're going to take you back.
I don't see why they have to tow us in. They act like we might be spies.
Well, at least we're getting somewhere. Say, do you think this will get in the papers?
Yeah, what do you think? Wave ends and court-martials. Jealous football player beats up soldier who kidnapped wife. Politician in scandal on Potomac. Oh,
I don't feel so good. I think I'll go below.
That's a good idea.
Oh, look, I didn't do anything wrong. They just want you to. Perhaps my name wouldn't have to be mentioned.
Your name will be mentioned as a body found in the river if you don't get out of here.
Well, all right, I'm going in.
You mustn't be too hard on him. He means well, and anyway, he isn't married.
Yes, there's that.
Bob, I'm glad you're not really engaged to what's-her-name. She isn't the right type girl for you.
Yeah, well, couldn't you find somebody more suitable to marry than that guy?
I think maybe I could, Bob.
You know, something has been puzzling me for some time. How'd this boat get loose in the first place? Did you do it?
Peg did, but I told her to. I suppose you'd like to know why.
Is there a reason?
Uh-huh. When you brought that girl aboard, I was afraid you were really going to give me a divorce and go away. Anyway, I thought if we were in trouble and together... Well, must I say everything?
Yeah. Maggie, when that boat went by, I did kiss you. I'd like to do it again, if you don't mind.
I don't mind.
My... What happened to that couple who were talking about a divorce?
Hey, down there, we're docking.
Oh, my gosh, there's Petey on the pier.
My, what a big man.
Hope he didn't bring that gun.
April, get away from that porthole. Don't let him see you.
He's already seen me.
Oh, dear, there'll be a scandal. I know it. I'll be ruined. I will.
Uh-huh. All the port authorities are on the pier, too. Looks like we're in for it.
Oh, if you'd all just stop talking, maybe I could think of something.
Maybe I could hide in the bathtub till it's all over.
Huh?
And then leave the boat later. You could say I wasn't here.
Bathtub? Where's the bathtub?
Under the sea.
Open it up.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Now fill it with water. Hurry up.
But I can't get in it. If it's full of water, I'll drown.
That's a great idea. Fill it up. How are we doing, Maggie?
They're throwing a line to Peg. Yeah. That hulk of a man is just straining to jump aboard.
All right, that'll have to be enough water.
Look at his pocket. He does have a gun. Maybe two.
April, will you stop that? Now, come on, get in this tub.
Me?
Yeah.
There's no time to take a bath.
No time to argue either. Get in.
Let go of me.
Come on. Private, you can't do that to her now.
There. Oh, Bob, you strain.
Now, duck your head under.
But I...
There. All right, get out.
Oh, I hate you. I'm all wet.
Get in the galley.
Don't you tell me what
get
to do.
Get in the galley.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, Esther, you're next. Get in the tub.
Well, now... Bob, what in the world are you doing?
This is known as putting the drip in the drink.
You're not going to get me in that. Hey.
Come on.
Let me up now.
Put your head under.
I won't.
All right, now get out of there. Get in the galley.
I'll have you arrested. Send the devil violent.
Get in the galley. Maggie, cover the bathtub.
Oh, here comes that football man.
All right, get out of the way.
Where's my wife? Where's the guy who kidnapped my wife? Let me out.
Here I am, you big baboon. Come and get me.
Baboon. Baboon. I'll tear you
down. Golly, he broke the chandelier.
Well, that takes care of Kosciuszko. All right, everybody on deck. Come on, April, Esty, hurry.
Oh, but we all wet. Oh, poor Petey.
Yeah, we'll get him later. Hurry now, let me out first.
Are you Private McKinney?
Yes, Chief. You're the Coast Guard man.
Yeah, the port authorities and the police want to see you. All of you.
All right, we'll see them later. But right now, you better get an ambulance, and you might call the papers.
Ambulance?
Call the papers? Oh, no, no.
Say, why are these people all wet?
You mustn't be modest, Mr. Esty. Now, you'll have to see the reporter.
Just a minute. Who's in charge here?
I am, Chief. Ensign McKinney.
Oh, let me out of here. Who hit me?
Oh, Petey, darling. He hit you.
He did? Oh, brother, you really pack a wallet. But this ought to stop you, you wife kidnapper, you.
Put away that gun.
Now, hold on, all of you. Let me explain.
Well, all right, soldier. Start talking.
Kosciuszko, your poor wife fell overboard. She was floating down the river, helpless. Ensign McKinney, showing true Navy training and initiative, cut the boat loose and we went after her. Then Martin Esty of Allenwood, in the fine tradition of the Coast Guard, proved himself a hero by diving overboard and rescuing this poor girl.
I did?
Kosciuszko, you owe your wife's life to this brave man.
He does.
Yes, Martin, you're a hero. Oh, just wait till your hometown paper hears about this.
But, Bob...
Now, save your strength, April. You've been through a harrowing experience. Chief, you better take these two ashore now and see that they're given proper medical treatment.
Oh, sure. Come on, Mr. Esty.
Oh, April, baby. And I was mad at you. Oh, Mr. Esty, how can I ever thank you?
Oh, well, I don't know.
Private McKinney, you're a great man.
Ensign McKinney, you're a great woman.
Leading lady, Barbara Luddy, has a message from our government. Miss Luddy.
Thank you, Mr. First Nighter. This war cannot be won on the battlefields alone. One of the most critical of all campaigns is being waged right on the doorstep of every American home. This is the fight against the continued threat of runaway prices. If prices go high enough, they can impede the war effort and also lead to a post-war deflation intense enough to rob us of many of the benefits of peace. If you sell merchandise, don't ask more for what you have to sell. If you work for wages or a salary, don't ask for an increase. Do your own personal part in helping win the war.
Before we move out of the theater, let me invite you to be with us again next week at the same time when Barbara Luddy will be starred in an original comedy romance entitled Susan Steps Out. Now we move out of the theater and into the street. What do you say we stroll down Broadway?
Good night, Mr. First Nighter.
Good night.
The First Nighter program is a copyrighted radio feature.
Listen, men, tomorrow morning, right after you shave, dash some dress skin over your face. Yes, sir, Campana's famous aftershave lotion makes your face feel cool, comfortable, and refreshed. Dress skin, spelled DRESKIN, is again available in limited quantities.
This is Mutual.